Real estate law. Real estate license holders must have a good understanding of various aspects of law, including agency law, contract law, real estate licensing laws and rules, finance regulations, advertising and consumer protection law. In agency law, an understanding of the relationship between the parties to a transaction, salespeople, brokers, and others is vitally important. The level of service provided to a buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant is determined by the presence or lack of an agency agreement with the broker. In contract law, license holders must understand the elements of a contract to assist in creating a valid and enforceable agreement and must understand different forms of property ownership. An understanding of the Texas Real Estate License Act and the rules of the commission is essential. While most license holders are not residential mortgage loan originators, certain real estate advertising practices are subject to financial disclosure laws. Finance and fair housing regulations are all concerns when advertising real estate. License holders must stay abreast of changes and trends in consumer protection laws that address the disclosure of material defects in a property. While the license holder must be knowledgeable in all of these areas, the unlicensed practice of law is forbidden. License holders should seek the advice of a competent attorney when issues arise in a transaction. Sources of law. U.S. laws and legal customs derive from two sources, common law and statutory law. Common law is a body of law developed in England and based upon common sense and local custom. Common law expanded over the years as a result of prior court decisions. Under common law, a court looks to the findings of prior courts when rendering a decision. The concept of common law was brought to the American colonies by English settlers. Statutory law is the body of laws and regulations enacted by federal and state legislative bodies. Much of what was once embodied in common law is now codified in statutes passed at the state and federal level. The authority of legislative bodies and the rights of individuals are enumerated in federal and state constitutions. While real estate has historically been the concern of state and local government, federal courts and statutes have eroded that authority in recent years. Real estate today is seen as involving interstate commerce, thereby raising issues of federal law and jurisdiction. The growing influence of the federal government in the real estate industry often results in a confusing overlap of jurisdiction. As a rule, the United States Constitution is dominant over the Constitution of the state of Texas if a federal issue exists in a case. Once a statute has been enacted, its enforcement is generally assigned to an agency of the government. The agency will interpret and enforce the statute. The Texas legislature passed the Texas Real Estate License Act, TRELA, in 1939. Since its passage, it has been amended by the legislature numerous times. TRELA protects the public against unscrupulous brokers and sales agents. The task of interpreting and enforcing the License Act falls upon the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC. TREC publishes the rules of the Texas Real Estate Commission, which have the full force and effect of law. When considering statutory law, the statute itself is important, but the interpretation of the statute by the responsible agency determines how it will be implemented. The authority that a local government has to pass and enforce building and zoning codes has a profound impact on the type and location of development within a municipality. The authority granted to counties, municipalities, school districts, and special taxing districts impacts real estate development and property values. Education requirements. To obtain a Texas real estate license, TREC requires 180 classroom hours of the following qualifying real estate courses: Principles of Real Estate 1, Principles of Real Estate 2, Law of Agency, Law of Contracts, Promulgated Contract Forms, Real Estate Finance. Once a potential license holder has completed the required 180 classroom hours of qualifying real estate education, course completion certificates for all six required courses must be provided to TREC via email or via TREC's My License system available on the TREC website, www.trasee.texas.gov. Once these certificates have been provided and the application submitted, it may take 7 to 10 business days to receive approval from TREC to sit for the licensing exam. After receiving approval, a potential license holder may schedule an appointment to sit for the state licensing exam for a fee of $43 payable to the exam administration company, Pearson View. The potential license holder must pass both sections of the licensing exam, federal and state, with at least 70% mastery to obtain a real estate salesperson license. At the time the exam is scheduled, a potential license holder must also have their fingerprints taken and submit a request to complete a background check. This step can also be done online via the TREC website, via their My License system. Once the licensing exam and background check have been completed and the potential license holder's fingerprints have been obtained, a license may be issued, provided the potential license holder has already obtained a sponsoring broker. A license holder who passes the state exam will receive their license in inactive status until they obtain a sponsoring broker. Education Committee. On September 7, 2012, the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC, adopted an amendment to the TREC rules concerning the Education Standards Advisory Committee. The amendment changed the committee's makeup to be composed of 12 members to be appointed by the commission. Of these 12 members, 7 must be license holders who have been active in the practice of real estate for no less than 5 years. 4 must be education-related members who have been instrumental in the instruction of real estate qualifying real estate curriculum or continuing education, and there must be 1 public member. The Education Standards Advisory Committee regularly reviews and revises curriculum standards, course content requirements, and instructor certification requirements for qualifying QE and continuing education CE courses.